So let us open Deuteronomy chapter 32 and let us read from today's Torah portion, Parsha HaZinu. So Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 9 through verse 11. And let us read this place of scripture. But Adonai's portion is his people. Jacob is the share of his inheritance. He found his people in desert country, in a howling, wasted wilderness. He protected him and cared for him, guarded him like a pupil of his eye. Like an eagle that stirs up her nest, hovers over her young, spreads out her wings, takes them and carries them as she flies. How much is said in these verses from today's Torah chapter. What a beautiful picture the Lord shows us by comparing himself to an eagle and us to his chicks. A baby eagle is called an eaglet. Until they are able to fly, they depend on their parents for everything. The eagle's nest is wholly protected from enemies by parents. And when the time comes and the eagles grow up, they learn how to fly from their parents and by practicing near their nest. One of the main ways they practice is by spreading their wings and jumping to a nearby branch. Likewise, the Lord taught the Jewish people trust, how to spread the wings of faith, how to catch the flow of the Holy Spirit, how to learn to fly. For me, the flight of a bird is a type of faith, trust in God. Just as an eagle rely on and leans on invisible air currents and flies, in the same way, leaning on the invisible wind of the Holy Spirit, we can spread our wings and learn to fly, trust God. That is why our Lord Yeshua compares the Holy Spirit to the invisible breath of the wind when he speaks of him. So let us open John, Yohanan chapter 3 and read verse 6 through verse 8. John 3, 6 through 8. What is born of the flesh is flesh. And what is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Do not be surprised that I said to you, you all must be born from above. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. Spirit in Greek, pneuma, which means wind, breath, spirit. In Hebrew, ruach also means wind, breath, spirit. The same way as the wind, we cannot see with our own eyes, but we can feel it. We can see how the invisible wind affects the visible world around us. Likewise, the Holy Spirit. We do not see him with our own eyes. Still, sometimes we can feel him. Sometimes we can recognize his presence when he changes circumstances around us. Sometimes we can hear the quiet voice of the Holy Spirit, either in mind or in the heart. And sometimes he speaks to us in visions. This is why Yeshua said, "You hear his voice, but you don't know where he goes." So the Lord told his people Israel for 40 years in the desert and is still teaching us now today. He showed them how to live by faith, how to live in another dimension, the dimension of God's love, how to become kings and priests on this earth. His calling for his people is forever the same. I would like to read Exodus chapter 19. This is his call to us, his calling for our lives. Exodus chapter 19, verse 3. Moses went up to God, and Adonai called to him from the mountain, saying, "Say this to the house of Jacob, and tell Bnei Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I carried you on the eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now then, if you listen closely to my voice and keep my commandment, then you will be my own treasure from among all people, for all the earth is mine. So as for you, you will be to me a kingdom of Kohanim and a holy nation. These are the words which you are to speak to Bnei Israel." Amen. It is a prophetic words in our lives. But let us look at the result in the same Torah chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 32, today's Torah portion. The Lord reproached the people that they did not want to study, did not want to leave the nest, became ungrateful, decided that now the Lord must always keep them in the nest and feed them. So let us read Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 15. "But Yeshurun grew fat and rebelled. He abandoned God, his maker. He mocked the rock of his salvation." The Lord found them in a difficult situation, carried them on the wings of love, kept, led, showed the way, provided everything necessary, fed, answered prayers, and what ingratitude he received from his people. How many incredible miracles happened before the eyes of the Jewish people? The sea moves apart, a large army of enemies perish, manna descends from heaven, water flows from a rock, the cloud of God's presence stands during the day to give a shadow and a pillar of fire in the desert. But despite all this, the people became spiritually fat and lazy. They considered that it was not a blessing from God that made them successful and prosperous, but their own wisdom and strength. They did not understand the lessons the Lord was giving them, and therefore became ungrateful to him. So let's think about our life for a minute. Yeshua the Messiah is our Lord, who like an eagle showed us how to fly, how to believe, how to live our lives. Hebrews chapter 12. Let us read Hebrews 12 from verse 1 through verse 3. It's a wonderful place of scripture. "Therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also get rid of every weight and entangling sin. Let us run with endurance the race set before us, focusing on Yeshua, the initiator and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and he has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you may not grow weary in your souls and lose heart." This very difficult time, but this time in which we live is precious, because this is the time to learn to fly. The Lord teaches us today to trust him. And please remember, when you fly in faith like an eagle, above the mountains of your problems, above the rocks of your difficulties, you need to learn not to look down with fear. Because the higher you fly, the more you should trust the flow of the Holy Spirit in your life and not be afraid to fall. Personally, I like to stand on top of a mountain and look down at the beauty that unfolds beneath me. The Lord will teach us, show us, support us, help us as a loving Father. But we must want to learn, want to follow Him, want to do His will. There is a fascinating old saying, the walking on one will master the road. The walking one will master the road. It is the same with the Lord. We have to go forward. We need to move forward. Philippians chapter 3. It is an important place for today. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself as having taken hold of this, but this one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal for reward of the upward calling of God and Messiah Yeshua. Now I want to share an important lesson from my personal life. When something does not work out and an enemy comes who tries to convince you that God has forgotten you, or you are too sinful, or the Lord does not hear you anymore, or you have the lack of faith and therefore trouble happens to you, I really believe that at this moment it is necessary to learn how to distinguish the voice of the Holy Spirit, which will always support, never accuse or condemn you, from the voice of the enemy who is trying to blame you and judge you. And it is essential to find yourself in the Bible, to see your situation through the eyes of the Scripture. There are sure to be examples of people in the Bible who went through similar difficulties to yours, suffered defeats that you suffered, and learn from the Bible how to move forward, how to pray, and continue to learn to fly by faith. Now I want to return to chapter 32 again and take some important lessons for you and me from this chapter. So again, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 15. But Yeshurun grew fat and rebelled. He abandoned God his maker. He mocked the rock of his salvation. As I reflected upon this passage from the Bible, I realized that spiritual laziness and ingratitude is a huge temptation for us, and in fact can be for every person on earth. I constantly have to stand guard over my heart, and I must do tshuva, turn to God every day. It is so easy to judge people walking in the desert. So easy to judge the people of Israel as they wandered in the wilderness, as they groaned to Moses and complained to the Lord, when you have never experienced such difficulties for yourself. But if you run into such difficulties, what happens in your own heart? How do you respond when it costs you to serve God? How do you deal with your problem when you don't find the answer you were expecting? That is when you learn what you are made of, what is in your heart, whether you are ready to follow the Lord humbly. We need to watch our hearts so we do not fail into a state of ingratitude towards the Lord. We need to remain humble and always grateful to God for everything. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, it says here, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Messiah Yeshua. How difficult it is to love an ungrateful child. How hard it becomes to serve someone who does not value your service. In Malachi, book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 6, I want to read this place, Malachi 1:6. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. So if I am father, where is my honor? If I am master, where is my reverence? Says Adonai Tzevaot. Thanksgiving creates the unique atmosphere in your life that attracts the presence of the Lord. Thanksgiving becomes an altar on which the Spirit of God descends. The Lord desires to do good to grateful children and please those who will be happy. Please, always keep gratitude in your heart. Constantly articulate it with your tongue. Note that faith and gratitude are always linked together. We cannot force God to do something, but present your request to Him from a humble and grateful heart, and He will notice such a request. And I want to end my message with the place from today's Haftorah portion. It is 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1. David spoke to Adonai the words of this song in the day that Adonai delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, Adonai is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock. In him I take refuge, my shelter, my horn of salvation, my stronghold, and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. Thank you so much, Mishpacha. In the end, I want to remind you that if Beth Israel is a blessing to you, please consider being a blessing to Beth Israel. We will close with Aaron blessing as we normally do at Beth Israel, and we will return to Eric's home for a final song. So let us pray together. Yevrechecha Adonai v'ishmerecha, Yair Adonai panavelecha v'chunecha, Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Shabbat shalom, mishpacha. Shabbat shalom.